Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirk, Todd Kuhner, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're having a wonderful day. It has rained in the West Coast. We are now not going to be so dry. It's a wonderful time to have this beautiful rain. We appreciate rain, don't we? Hey, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And I remind you that sometimes informative because, you know, we're talking about general topics of law. You know, seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. I have so many people that email us and say, you know what, we'd like to have my friend George Jones or Sally Smith come on and be a guest on your show. You would really enjoy them. No, we wouldn't. So we're fine. The three of us can handle the show on ourselves, right? Can we handle it?
Yeah, I think so.
But it's just funny. All these, you really need our guy on your show or our gal on your show. I'm like...
And the ultimate question is why, and the answer is, of course, well, he just wrote a book.
That's exactly, or she just wrote a book. That's exactly what it is. And we appreciate, though, you know, we appreciate you trying to get on, but, you know, it's the three amigos in here, and then Cal Hunter, our producer. We really appreciate everybody that supports us.
I will say this, again, this is a weekly thing, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, is there music to go with that part?
If Scarlett Johansson would like to come on for an interview... I think that I would have to really lobby you, Fred, to relax the rule.
Will we replace Denise or myself?
No, just to come on for an interview.
Oh,
you can both be here. That's fine.
Just a segment, right? Just a segment.
Just a segment. Yeah. You know,
Denise, who would you like to come on the show? Tom Selleck.
No, not Tom Selleck and not Tom Cruise either. And even not Johnny Depp. Maybe
Amber Heard, should we
Brad
get her
Pitt?
On here? Well, we've already invited Amber and Johnny. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. We've invited them on here for a free. Again.
You've offered free. To do mediation.
A free mediation. Yes. And they can come on. Or even if they don't want to come on, I will privately do it for a full hour of my time. That is a valuable offer to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp to resolve their issues. And that's all they'd have to do is just meet with me, right? We go sit down on the swing at my house, and we'd all have like a couple of little mandarin oranges, relax, and I would just and Denise would send over a little bit of her I tell you what would do it is Denise's tamales. We'd just give them some of Denise's tamales, and that would be a tamale from Denise Dirks will solve all the world problems. If the Republicans and the Democrats sat down and were arguing and Denise came in nicely and laid tamales out in front of them and have them each eat them and then it's mandarins from my trees, don't you think, Denise, that pretty much the world would, the country would function much
better? Well, the only thing I would say with the tamales, and the reason this would work, is you put them all in a room, you bring in all the tamales you can eat. We just make it a tamale smorgasbord. But the fine print says, by the way, until you reach an agreement, we don't unlock the doors so you can go out.
Right.
And eventually...
So the tamale smell wafts into the negotiation chamber, and it's so nice. And then, yeah, you got to solve the problem first. Yeah.
You know, tamales really are a tradition, and they're for family and friends. So I agree with you.
It's love.
You come out friends,
love.
Or you... Stand.
Welcome to Radio Love In.
Radio Love Talk.
Welcome to Radio Love Talk with your unqualified host, Todd Kuhner. And
that is exactly right. We're going to talk about a home run for an Arizona restaurant. And I know we always have the shirts that say we're politically neutral, but I don't care what you say. This is a home run for a restaurant in Arizona. We're going to talk about the serial killer nurse. This is an absolutely crazy issue. We're going to talk about the latest legal issues with this case. police officers' qualified immunity in this hits the Supreme Court. This is a very controversial issue, but it is interesting, and we've got a perspective of a former prosecutor for the DA's office, a guy that has worked us with his own practice and been in the public defender's office. And then Denise and I can throw in a few tidbits there. We're gonna
we're completely experts in that field. I mean, we both have police officers that are fathers.
Family,
right?
Yeah, my dad was. Yep, my dad was a police officer, and so was yours.
I've been pulled over a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I'm an expert on that.
Yes.
You know,
what to say when they pull you over.
Yeah, is that the one? No. This is my stock answer. What to say when you've been pulled over? I'd like to talk to my attorney, and I don't want to answer any questions. Done.
Or then they're like,
but
here's
you
your ticket.
Stop talking to yourself, Todd.
Well that's true. That's true. I'm having an argument with counsel. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am.
We're going to also talk about a Colorado theme park that's being sued for death. It is that's tragic, but it's very it's interesting to us lawyers. We're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes, the latest in that endless trial. That is the, you remember the blood test business? What's the name of the...
Theranos,
that's right.
Theranos.
Yeah.
Every time we say that name, I think of the Avengers and Thanos. I don't know why, but
Theranos. Oh, I think Theranos. Of thermos, like a thermos.
It's close enough. Okay. At one time, it had this massive building and a lot of employees, but now it's down to nothing. And then we're going to talk about the Kobe Bryant case against the Sheriff Department. Remember, the Kobe Bryant case settled, but they're still suing the Sheriff Department, that is his estate and his wife, over, I believe, the estate. I'm going to say his wife, Vanessa's her name, over the fact that the pictures were shown to individuals of Kobe and his daughter's demise. And then we're going to talk about, this is the home run. This is what you're all waiting for. More Britney stuff coming up.
And it is fun.
Well, the attorney-client privilege is a real, for us lawyers, it might be boring to you guys, and we're not going to make it boring. We're going to make it exciting. It can be a very interesting issue. It's a major interesting issue. Who holds the attorney-client privilege with Britney? Is it her? Is it her, trustees? Who holds this attorney-client privilege? And that's going to come up. We're going to discuss that. We have a lot of other things. We're a three-hour show. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, we're all over the board. I don't even have to give you the handles. Go to, but mainly, you know, Denise and I post more than anything, and it's mainly, she does, I do most of it, but you do sometimes, you'll do Twitter. She'll post everything on Twitter, but I'm always on Instagram with Radio Law Talk. In fact, I just posted a Radio Law Talk thing on Instagram recently, and Denise, did you see my Instagram post this morning?
This morning?
Yes.
I did not see the one this morning.
On Frederick Penny 1 is my Instagram, and it is a cool... It basically says it's okay to be a little bit different, and it shows a lot of stuff from Radio Law Talk. So that's us, but then the most important thing we do is a thing called Case or No Case, and that is where Cal Hunter does... Oh, are we ready to go?
You want no, I'm just saying. I was just acknowledging you're saying my name.
Oh, I thought we were ready to go. I know it's getting. I'm just trying to, you know, we got a minute left. I just want to make sure. Radio Law Talks, where our host, Cal Hunter, tries to trick us. Or, I'm sorry. He tells us a real story or a real case, and we try to determine what the outcome is. Or he just makes a fake one up, and we got to determine if it's fake or real and what the situation is. And we get points for that. So if you want to call in on that, that's what we're going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Do you like that post?
I just saw the post. The thumbnail for the post is interesting in and of itself.
What's it say?
All I know is, don't expect me to move that way all the time.
That was awesome, huh? Well, go to Frederick Penny 1, FREDERICKPENNEY, the number 1, and you'll see a post from this morning that's really interesting that shows Radio Law Talk stuff. We'll be back after this.
Todd and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick good end.
Inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
I think Brad's the best. That's true. Who told you that?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We were just having a lot of fun talking about what we were doing this week, and that we don't want to get into that. You guys won't be excited about it. But tonight I'm going to do a shout-out. Andre Bocelli. Bocelli, is that how you say it? Andre Bocelli. Okay. He is tonight. I will be going to that concert tonight.
I'm jelly about Bocelli. I would love to see that show.
Did you? Why didn't you tell me, Cal?
Well,
it's tonight.
I didn't know.
Well, you didn't ask. You know what?
I may go to a play for the third time in a row tonight.
That's your son's play.
Yes.
Your son's playing.
What is the play?
It's Macbeth.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's
yes.
so cool.
He got bumped up. He's got, they do alternate casts. So one night a bunch of kids do one, and then they have, for the next night it's an alternate cast, and he's in both casts. So.
Are you going,
wow.
is he going to be an actor like you?
I have no idea. But
does he like it?
I think he's got pretty good chops. And,
wow.
And he seems to like it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be more successful than his dad.
Oh, you know what? I did not set the bar very high.
Do you have an IBD? I don't remember.
An IDD?
IDD. Or
IMDB?
IMDB.
I have a, I do. I think it's out there somewhere. I don't know. I haven't really populated it with much. But
okay, that's all right. Well, then you're a bit more famous than Denise and I. Cal, will you roll Case or No Case for us?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
It would be my pleasure. Roy McCarty of Seattle, Washington, had a better idea for what he thought would be a better car. He was a service manager at a Lincoln dealership back in the day, and he developed his own theories about automotive engineering. These took shape in the form of a vehicle of his own design, the 1949 Mustang. Came out 15 full years before Ford rolled out its iconic pony car at the 1964 World's Fair. The two Mustangs shared nothing beyond their name. McCarty's Mustang was nearly a pure teardrop shape with a four-cylinder motor in the rear, seating for six or seven passengers, two in the front row. It's a whale of the car, the brochure said. Yes, you've got your whale and your Mustang in the advertising. No wonder it didn't take off. It had a whopping 59-horsepower engine by Hercules. The transmission was a Warner three-speed. The rear axle was a Dana Spicer. Simple. The Mustang prototype made its debut at the Masonic Temple in Seattle, Washington, October 7th, 1948. And it was put on display in other locations around the greater Seattle area. Even got a feature in Popular Science. But then he got all that out and decided, I just need to raise some money to do this car. Wanted to sell it for $1,235. Would like to get it under $1,000. Couldn't do it. Could not raise the money. So years later, Ford comes out with its Mustang. And Mr. McCarty, who is still alive, said, hey, that Mustang is my car's name. So he went to his attorney and to see if he could come up with a case against the big blue oval out of Dearborn, Michigan. So that's what I'm going to ask you. And I think I'll start with you, Mr. Kunin.
Oh, dang it.
I was looking really hard at you, and I knew that was going to happen.
You know, are you colluding with family members? Because my phone's blowing up. I look over here doing this while you're giving it. I will still opine.
Okay, case or no case?
I could do it for you if you want me to tell you about it.
I will still opine.
Okay.
No case.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, you are such a loser. All right, let me talk about this. All right,
oh, really?
So
you're going to just cut me right out?
Oh, I thought you said me. I thought you said me. You want to go. I would rather be last.
Case or no case, Denise? What say you?
The funny thing about this is it reminds me of what we were talking about. If you create something, you have to use it and put it out there in order to, like, perfect your trademark, copyright, whatever it is. So he couldn't sell it for nothing. So it really never got out there. So I'm going to say that it is a case and he loses.
All right, Fred Penny, what do you think about the case of Mustang versus Mustang?
So she stole a little bit of my thunder, but you're right on that issue.
Wait, Thunderbird? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, that's different. You're right on that, but I'm going to add a second element to it. The second element is Mustang is a general term. I don't know. It would be very difficult just to say I have the right to use the word Mustang. Now, can Ford use it? Yes, because it's in, like you said, in conjunction with a car, and it's under a different category. Would you be able to use Mustang under you have a Mustang tennis shoes? Yes, because it's a different category than automobiles, right? But Mustang is more of a general term, and I know nowadays it would be difficult. I don't know, back in the 60s and the 40s, it would be difficult to win or have the rights to the name Mustang because it's such a general term, right? So that's my general opinion. So I'm going to go with Denise, and I agree that it was a case, and I'm going to say that he loses because not only – you're right. He did not – you have to show that it's in commerce, that it's being used. I don't think he even filed the patent. And Todd's probably right. It's probably not a case, but I'm going to Denise.
Well, there's some interesting elements to this that I, that to me, one is if all of this happened that way, where is that one-off prototype? Wonder where that bad boy is. Now, that's an interesting thing to think about, isn't it? Might be worth some Mustang moolah. At any rate.
Are we already at break?
Yeah, we just got a minute back.
I don't care what they say about you, Cal. We're, looks like we're out at 27:45.
Yeah, we're right there. I'm not kidding you. We are right there.
Yeah. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Mustang and whether or not, on case or no case, Denise is right, Fred's right. We're Todd's right.
Yeah, you stay right there because we will have the answer to the magical Mustang coming right up here on Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk. You stay there. We'll continue.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
We'll
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
CDC addressing vaccine hesitancy among pregnant women. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday.
We have relatively low rates of vaccination for pregnant women in general. So really important to consider pregnancy and underlying medical condition high risk of COVID. And yes, you are absolutely, you should get vaccinated if you are pregnant. If you are eligible for a boost and you're pregnant, you should also get your boost during that period of time, and I would say for nursing as well.
At least 200 pregnant women have died of COVID, and the American Academy of Pediatrics finds infected mothers may give birth prematurely. Still, only about 25% of pregnant women have gotten vaccinated. Facebook seems to have ignored warnings about how it was politically polarizing the country. Reports out yesterday show employees warned company execs that Facebook was pushing divisive content, but nothing appears to have been done. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. That's true.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, Cal, let's talk a little bit about our little immunity case. So we've got an individual.
Well, we still have a case or no case.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
talking about
all right.
Immunity. I mean, well, not immunity, but talking about the Mustang in 1948 and 49. Sorry, ignore the immunity word.
Yeah, you
I was talking,
threw
I'm looking,
me there.
I'm looking at Mustang on my thing I'm talking about. So an individual tried to, you know, start have his own little car in the 40s, and he called it the Mustang, and it never took hold, you know, and he actually went to the fair and one of the fairs, and it never took hold, and he couldn't get anyone to help him financially to take it from a $1,200 car down to a below $1,000, so he thinks he could sell it, and it just kind of fizzled. Then in the 1964, the Mustang comes out from Ford, and he wants to sue them for a trademark issues, not just trademark, but what's the other word? I just spaced it.
Trademark. Copyright.
Copyright. Copyright and trademark. So, Cal, Denise said it is a case and he loses. I said it's a case and he loses. Todd said wasn't listening.
No case.
According to Todd, and he said no case.
I vaguely recollect Mustangs and horses. And
Todd said it's my fault that he didn't get the particulars of the case.
It wasn't your fault. It was family's fault texting me in the middle of a show.
How can they do that?
I got a phone call from my daughter in the middle of the show, too. They only know for 5 years we do this, huh? Yes, Denise and your daughter.
Exactly. My daughter almost like clockwork. Every Saturday.
All right. So there are some of you who say this was, in fact, a case, and some of you say not. Who said it was a case?
Denise and I.
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, this is a true story.
I have a new strategy. Yeah. Don't listen at all.
That's it.
That's my new strategy.
The story of this Mustang from Seattle, Washington, by the service department manager from Lincoln, is an absolutely true story.
Wow.
One prototype was made. No one seems to know where it is. And if they could find it, it could probably be worth. It sort of looks like a travel trailer. You know, those teardrop.
Does it have a picture of it in the internet?
Yeah, you can look it up. It looks like a teardrop style travel trailer. And then, you know, seating for plenty in the front, six or eight people. Yeah. It's kind of cool, but you'd never buy it.
You know what? I know exactly what Eden and Charles have it back in some remote part of, I don't want to say state because I don't know where we are.
No, it's in Seattle.
Oh, it's yeah. What I'm saying, but it's in some, no, I'm saying that car is some, you know, in the Midwest somewhere and
somebody's barn.
Somebody's barn and, hey, Bethy, what? Well, that old piece of junk sitting there, is the cow still eating out of the back of it with the hay? Yeah, we'll just use it as a trough.
Let's hook up the trailer to it and get her out of here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, that's case or no case. And Todd, congratulations, Todd.
Yep.
Next case or no case is what, Cal?
Next time I will take you to, you know, those little pop-up Halloween shops, you know, that pop up this time of year?
Yes.
Well, we have a case or no case involving one of those coming up.
Halloween, right? Yeah, that's right up the alley right
now.
Nice
and topical.
All right. We're going to talk about a Phoenix restaurateur. You know, during the pandemic, there was a lot going on. And then even before the pandemic, there was, if those of you who don't know, were issues of illegal immigration in Arizona. And a sheriff of Maricopa County is Joe Apaya. And some call it, I don't know, I always call him Apaya. Arpaio.
You got it.
Arpaio. Yeah. And what he's most famous for is making the inmates wear pink jumpsuits, right? And then puts them out in the desert in tents, right? And makes them do work. That's what, kind of what he became famous for. And he's a tough old codger when it comes to discipline and but, you know, generally speaking, believing that if you're in jail, it's not supposed to be a pleasant place to hang out and relax.
And
right?
If our soldiers can take that in the desert, you should be able to take it in Arizona.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Yeah. But sometimes he goes too far, though, Cal. And, yeah. And he clearly has, I do remember, a sponsor of this show and people we know out of Arizona were targeted for the same thing. The issue was, When a person comes and applies for a job, I'm going to give you a background, in Arizona, and this is at the time during like 2014-ish, you have to show paperwork. Now, here's the dilemma for the businesses, ladies and gentlemen. If an individual that's a minority, let's just say they're Mexican, and they bring you their paperwork, and it all shows that it's proper, can you say, nope, I don't believe you. I think you forged this stuff.
No, you cannot.
And you're going to get sued if you do that. So businesses, you know, people were bringing in their, here's the paperwork. You just don't say, okay, you're hired. You know, you don't question that. Well, Joe was out there basically, I'm speaking generally, getting down and coming down hard on the businesses for those who are hiring illegal immigrants, even though they got the paperwork, right? And, in fact, this business I know of, by the way, investigated Joe. And I'm going to tell you this, Joe. They found one of his own employees was an illegal immigrant that had improper paperwork, right? And so here it is. He's arresting these restaurateurs, these people who own, you know, businesses because they have illegal individuals working there, even though they turn their paperwork in most of the time. And a lot of times what happened was it was a disgruntled employee would say, oh, here, they've got these three are illegal even though I have the paperwork, and a disgruntled employee would go to Sheriff Joe, right? And he pounded on a lot of good, upstanding companies and businesses in Maricopa County. And these guys fought back and sued and won. And by the way, when I say won, they settled. And this was a restaurant. Go ahead, you guys want to, if you want to tell. It's a basically, yes. It's okay. Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Well, what happened is that one of the detectives that worked for Aparo, or Aparo,
Arpaio.
Arpaio. R, like R. I would say
Arpaio. Okay, there we go. It's spelled different.
Yeah,
one of the detectives that worked for him, they actually did a reckless disregard of the truth in their affidavits to get warrants to go in and arrest all these people. And they weren't just arresting illegal aliens. They were arresting the workers around the illegal
aliens. The owners.
The owners, the managers, the employees.
Yes.
And so it was bad. When you think about it, when you think that, does the business have a duty to make sure that the documents they're getting from people when they hire them are adequate, then aren't they having to police the law and be act as a police? Shouldn't they have qualified immunity?
Yeah, didn't they get sued for discrimination when they say, we don't believe you're an American citizen? And why? Because of my color or my race? You know, that's they can't do that. And
Right. They
got to be careful. And then, so these businesses were in a catch-22 situation. Go ahead.
Do you remember back a couple of years ago, there was a big to-do, and it was politicized. It was on the national level about using the FISA courts and the warrant process to get warrants against people that were with one campaign and the other. And the big deal was how secret the FISA courts are, and these affidavits have to be beyond reproach, and they have to be, you know, you got to have accurate facts in there. And they made it sound like this was something that was unique to the FISA courts. It's not. This, folks, is the warrant process everywhere. When law enforcement wants to get a warrant, the officer seeking the warrant swears out the affidavit. They put what we call the hero statement, this is why I'm the best officer in the world and I have all this training and experience and blah, 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 and we've done this investigation. And because of all this, judge, we want to be able to go to this place and enter somebody's house, business, car, and we want to seize items that we think relate to this felony that we have alleged. And the judge reviews it, and if the judge, based on the affidavit, thinks there's probable cause, they authorize the officers to do that, despite protections of the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment gives way if you have a warrant, right, based on probable cause. There is no, in no case is there ever a defense attorney present to argue the other side, to scrutinize what's in the warrant. It's all based upon what the officer says and the judge trusting that the officer is being truthful and forthcoming and forthright with all of their evidence. And that's why this award was granted, because the officer who swore out the warrant was fast and loose with the evidence and made assumptions, and the judge doesn't know any better. I'm just going on what you say, and I like a ruling like this that keeps law enforcement accountable.
$3.1 million yes. to the business, and then one of the employees, Lisa Norton, $400,000 herself. And you know what? Again, we stay politically neutral. We argue both sides. Doggone it, this is wrong. I mean, this bothers me.
It's
really bothering.
The award is right or the award is wrong?
No. This what's wrong is what they did to these restaurateurs and these people.
And the award is right to hold them accountable
exactly
for it.
Right.
Yes.
That's exactly
I
right.
agree.
Don't you agree, Denise?
I do.
That's just crazy. And all of us, it's funny because a lot of times we disagree on stuff, but doggone it, the hero, the nice guy wins this time. We're going to be back and we're going to talk about some very interesting issues about a Texas nurse that's a serial killer, they're claiming. We'll be back.
Much more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here on your favorite radio station and here live from any of you listening on RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
It's kind of sad in a way, because the off-the-air discussions sometimes are better than the on-air discussions. But Denise, Todd, and I were talking about the qualified immunity issues with police officers, which we're going to get into next, because we're talking about the Arizona restaurant case that won all that money. But let's skip over to the qualified immunity case of the Supreme Court. Todd, why don't you take that one on for a minute, because you are...
Oh, great.
Oh, no, I could take it on, but if you want to talk about it...
Set it up.
So what's happened, there's two specific cases in the qualified immunity issue that came before the United States Supreme Court. And they're out of two different states. One is the fact that there was a dispute in California. I'm not going to name the names. A police officer responded to a 911 call, right? A woman and her children... are scared of a boyfriend that is, they're claiming is going to hurt them. So who calls is a crying 12-year-old. This is not a girlfriend saying, hey, I need some help. But it's a 12-year-old that's crying girl. Said her mom and her sister have locked themselves in the room, right? And they're worried about this boyfriend going to hurt them. Officers show up, right? And they found this guy. They take him down. And found a knife in his pocket, and the officer puts his knee on him, on his back. Apparently, see, and I'm not an officer, I don't understand, but there's certain ways, I know putting the knee on the back stops them from like being able to grab him, you know, and handcuffs him. And then the argument is that, and had him down for about 8 seconds. And now the argument that they're trying to make is that was excessive, and that the conduct was unconstitutional, and as the qualified immunity says, was clearly established that it was an unconstitutional unconstitutional,
an act of excessive force,
yeah, and unconstitutional. So that's the first one. The second facts is in Oklahoma, and these are before the Supreme Court. And in Oklahoma, a former wife calls, and their ex-husband is intoxicated. He's in the garage. He won't leave. She's worried. She's scared. And so the police show up, right? And here's the best part. The best part is the officer has this body cam. And nowadays, I think the body cam is good for everybody involved, right? I think it's better for the officer. Everyone's like, oh, they need to have them. Well, guess what? It's probably going to help the officer most of the time, right? Because what happens is you see a lot of times people take videos of what's going on, and they just catch, not the full part. And so this officer, these officers walk in, and he's in the garage. The guy turns and goes back to his tools where they're hanging, and he grabs a hammer. Right, and he's facing the officer and starts to draw it, to throw it at the officers, and the officers shoot him, and he dies. That's a little bit, I don't know the details, but the cam's going to show what's going on, and so the issue is they obviously get sued civilly, and the issue is whether or not it was reckless what they did. Clearly was over and above the issue of qualified immunity. In other words, was beyond what the immunity they were qualified for. So take it from there, guys. That's sure. The facts. That's what lead up to the United States. And by the way, the appeals court held that they acted in both cases, the officers acted improperly.
So in terms of qualified immunity, if you're questioning, what does that really mean? Normally, in most cases, if an officer violates the constitutional rights of a person that they are investigating, and any evidence is secured or found as a result of that constitutional violation, the normal sanction, if the trial court rules that, yes, the constitutional rights are violated, the normal remedy is that the evidence that was found is suppressed. You know, if a cop pulls somebody over because, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and he's driving a Chevy Nova, that's usually what criminals drive. They pull the guy over, no reasonable suspicion, just on a hunch, just I'm pulling him over, and then they go and they find a dead body in the trunk. If they don't have anything else, the evidence of that dead body doesn't come in because it's fruit of the poisonous tree. You only found it because you violated the constitutional rights pulling him over, and that's the sanction. But qualified immunity applies when people want to go beyond that sanction and say, no, this was so bad, we want to sue the cop individually. Personal rights violations, we want that guy to pay. We want to sue him as if they weren't a cop and they assault him. That's what they want. And qualified immunity generally says, well, we get the sanction for suppression of evidence, but you can't go against cops unless certain conditions are met. And what the court said in these two cases was, essentially, those conditions weren't met. You can't go against the cops individually.
Right. And one of the things that's interesting about qualified immunity is that it is a court-created doctrine. It's not a legislation. It is not any other kind of law. It's literally court-created. And it, to me, sounds a little bit like the court wants to always have its finger on the trigger and get to decide when it applies, because there is no standard yet for qualified immunity. It is, each case is treated differently based on the facts in the case. And so that makes it really hard for there to be consistent results in all the lower courts, because there are aren't clear guidelines. And that's why it's so shocking that the U.S. Supreme Court sided with both cases, qualified immunity, and decided against officers being liable.
So qualified immunity applied in these cases?
Yes, but they didn't tell why.
Right.
They just said because the facts in this case don't rise to the level to breach that qualified immunity. I mean, that's basically it, without any factual discussion other than what had come to the court itself. So it's kind of interesting.
Now somebody may be out there thinking, hold on a second, you Radio Law Talk numbskulls. Didn't you just do a case with Joe Arpaio and a violation of constitutional rights where the folks got $3.1 million, right?
The difference.
And here is the difference. In those cases out of Arizona, they weren't suing Joe Arpaio individually. Qualified immunity applies to the law enforcement officer as an individual. I'm going after you and your house. No, in Arizona, they sued the county, Maricopa County, the public entity that oversees the sheriff's office, and that's why qualified immunity did not necessarily apply there. And so they were able to get that award.
This is a really interesting
topic.
Yeah, but
it can shield officials in their. I'm so sorry, but
yes,
qualified immunity can actually shield officials beyond the officers as well because of the acts of the officers.
But again, qualified immunity applies to an individual. So you say it shields officials. It shields people from going after an individual to say, I'm going to sue you, and you could lose your house, your car, your assets, your bank account, the whole ball of wax. This was not going after any officials individually. This was going after the county as an entity.
And by the way,
my point is, in these other cases, could they have gone after the governmental agency and won? And I don't think they could have. I think that this shielded the officer, and so it couldn't be imputed to the employer.
So let me jump on as a personal injury lawyer, and I know that there are also, over and above the immunity statutes, there are other government statutes
yes.
that protect for civil actions. And, you know, I know in California it's 835, 836, which means it's other sections, but it protects governments from being sued for a lot of times, for example, design defect. Doesn't matter if they did a defect in design in the road and someone's hurt from it, they're going to still be immune, but there are ways to get around it, as lawyers typically do try to do, but generally speaking, there's a second layer, Denise and Todd, in civil actions, and that's what they use. Cal.
I'm just going to say that city council members, county commissioners, county supervisors are generally also shielded in this same
yes.
fashion, are they not?
Yes.
And they make a law somebody doesn't like or pass an ordinance, you can't go after that
yes.
individual, was my point.
Exactly right. And not only that, if there was someone that went against them individually while in their duties as a city council member, they're going to be covered under the insurance and or the government's insurance. So when we come back, we're going to hour two is going to be exciting because we're going to talk about an alleged serial killer nurse. But, you know, we're going to go over exactly what happened. And then we're going to talk about a Colorado theme park suit. This is very interesting. We'll be back. Thanks for staying with us. We really appreciate it.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com, where our podcasts are available all the time.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.